Memories of the day before are hazy, and as you rub your weary eyes, you feel exhausted from the vivid dreams that kept you in a heightened state of arousal all night. With your eyes closed, you attempt to piece together the fragments, only to fail miserably. One lingering sensation remains, however, the perception that you are very, very small. As you sit up in the darkness, shadows begin to shape your environment. Your eyes adjust and the blackness is interrupted by numerous shades of grey. You're in your room and yet it feels different somehow. You get up and switch the light on to inspect the space. Everything is indeed there and where you left it. You figure your mind is playing tricks on you. So, you head to bed for another hour of sleep. You'd barely been in bed for 20 minutes before a huge sound awoke you. Thunder and lightning, perhaps. You sit up stiff and alert, listening intently for any sign of noise. Your breathing is erratic and your heart is beating fast. You look at your clock and notice it's 6:15 a.m. Yet, it's still pitch black outside. As you get up to inspect the window further, you feel the whole house shake. You grip your bed tightly and close your eyes. The noise begins to rise from a distance and gets louder and louder as the vibrations through the whole house become more intense. Suddenly, a bright light pours through the window and the house stops shaking. Squinting, you stare as long as you can into the light. The type of light was unlike sunlight. It took a few moments for you to realize that it was actually like a large flashlight. Who could be shining a flashlight through your window? And how would they get upstairs? A shadow passes over the window and shields you from the penetrating light. Now you decide to get up and look outside. As you peer through the glass, you notice a beige-coloured backdrop filling up your entire window, almost as if someone had smeared paint all over the glass from outside. As you look closer, you realise this colour has depth, shape, movement even. More dream fragments begin rising to the surface. Visions of skyscraper women towering over you. But that was only a dream. It can't be real, right? The shape outside the window begins moving erratically until finally a large green eyeball peeks through the glass. Petrified, you stand ever so still. The house shakes once more, forcing you to move toward the bed again, and the glassy green eye follows your every movement as the house continues to shake. You hear a thunderous laugh and realize that the giant is responsible for the earthquake. The sound of cracking and breaking fills your ears as the roof is torn off by huge red fingernails. The laughing becomes a wicked cackle, and all you can do is curl up into a ball under the bed and pray. You feel the house shake once more as it's placed on the ground. As you wait to have your hiding place destroyed, nothing happens. You are left to stew for what seems like forever, and you begin questioning your sanity. Plucking up the courage to confirm your situation, you lift the bedding out of the way to see the room more clearly. You notice an open palm hovering inside the room, and as you climb out from under the bed, the palm is lowered to the floor. In spite of your better judgment, you find yourself climbing through the elegant fingertips of this huge hand. You position yourself in the center of her palm and brace yourself for liftoff. But instead of jetting through the air like a rocket, the giantess lifts you cautiously and gently. As you leave the confines of your home, you are greeted with the scene of a bedroom. You're not outside at all. In fact, your house was inside another. That explains the lack of sunshine. The giantess carries you carefully to her bed where she lays down, placing you on the pillow beside her. Noticing the cloud-like sensation beneath your feet, you explore the bed freely, bouncing and rolling around in the soft fabric. The giantess watches you and giggles as you play, encouraging you to entertain her further. You get closer to her body and crouch down to summon a huge jump. As you let go, you fly up toward her blouse, gripping on the fabric tightly. While climbing over her waist, you feel the vibrations beneath you as she giggles uncontrollably. The more you dig your feet and hands in to stabilize yourself, the more she giggles. Unable to hold on, you fall back onto the cloud-like bed below. The giantess decides to pick you up once more and carries you downstairs, where she places you on a dining table. You see the salt and pepper shaker a few meters ahead and notice how large they are. You hear the clanking of dishes and spoons as you wait for the giantess to return. You finally see her walking toward the table with a bowl and spoon in hand, placing the giant bowl in front of you and pulling a chair out for herself. Her spoon, by comparison to your size, is the size of a cell tower, and her bowl is like a reservoir. She gently lifts you up on her finger and sits you on the rim of the bowl. You gaze into the milky waters and see the huge cereal flakes cascading and crashing into one another. As she brings her spoon down, an avalanche of falling flakes tumble onto it. The milk shortly follows, flooding the spoon and softening the once crisp flakes. She brings the spoon to her lips and opens her mouth, allowing each flake to fall onto her wet tongue. As she crunches down, the sound is glorious and resonates throughout the room. You notice her facial expressions as she chews, seeing the enjoyment in her face, those crunchy, milky flakes bringing her so much pleasure, and this arouses you. As she reaches back into her bowl for another bite, she looks over at you. Noticing your smile, she brings her spoon, half filled with milk and flakes, toward you. You jump at the chance to hop on, and she raises the spoon to her lips. Seeing them up close excites you. She then opens up and transports you inside.